This is Daguerreotypes, Maskalist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 452, entitled Workplace Gender Wars, Biconscious Maskless Work Colleagues Attacking Monoconscious Feminazi Work Colleagues. Description. This flyer is similar to the one just above, with the difference being that the venue is now the workplace rather than the campus. Maskless male employees will generate gender wars within millions of companies until the monoconscious feminist female work colleagues convert themselves into being biconscious. If CEOs of these companies do not negotiate carefully these gender wars, then they could become so toxic that they destroy whole companies. CEOs, take note. The flyer itself. Workplace Gender Wars. Biconscious Maskless Workplace Colleagues Attack Monoconscious Feminazi Workplace Colleagues. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. Email profhugodaguerreotypes@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotypes.wordpress.com. This flyer is similar to the previous one, that is number 451, entitled Campus Gender Wars, Biconscious Maskless Undergrads Attacking Monoconscious Feminazi Gender Studies Professors. The only real difference is the venue in which these gender wars take place. In the previous flyer, that venue was the university campus. In this flyer, it's the workplace, millions of them, which means that once these gender wars start, there'll be huge numbers of them, to such a point that it becomes a macroeconomic concern as CEOs discuss in fora the gender wars going on in their companies that threaten to tear their companies apart as the two sexes cut each other's throats until your air clears with the monoconscious feminazis having converted themselves into biconscious feminists. But that process will not be overnight. Monoconscious feminism is a six-decade-old beast that will not take kindly to being told by young masculinist parvenus that, in fact, women oppress men far worse than vice versa, that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that if women continue to be MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, then they will have their fucking heads bitten off by extremely angry, hateful young masculists who have had their masculist consciousnesses raised and see MFBs as misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi bitches who are sexist hypocrites for what they are doing in the divorce courts, financially crucifying and destroying the lives of one father in four, thus making marriage and divorce so toxic for men that in many countries now, two-thirds of young men refuse to marry, reject paternity, and spend their money on themselves. Thus, they live the MGTOW, men going their own way, lifestyle, refusing to give their girlfriends their sperm, thus causing these young women to hate the fluffy feminist hypocrites who control the divorce courts as much as masculists do, since these young women see that these fluffy feminist hypocrites are the direct cause of these young women's babylessness. Nearly all feminists at the time of writing of this flyer, that's July 2021, are monoconscious. That is, they have only had their feminist consciousness raised. They have been hearing this feminist message that gender oppression is a one-way street, that it is men who are the gender oppressors, and that it is women who are the gender oppressed all their lives, unless they are as old as I am, who was a young adult when the second wave of feminism broke out in the late 60s. It was men who indirectly caused the gender politically toxic atmosphere in millions of workplaces today, in the sense that it was men who indirectly created second wave feminism by giving women science-based medicine, which allowed women to have a life expectancy of 85 years today, so have a career window of half a century. So millions of upper middle class women died of boredom with their traditional housewife role, with their one or two kids, thanks to the male invention of modern contraception. So streamed into the workforce to take up their new gender role of being female careerists. Traditional males in the workforce objected to this influx of female colleagues and resisted. So the second wave of feminism was born, which saw these resistant males as the enemy, as male chauvinist pigs, as MCPs, as gender oppressors who had to be fought against as toxic males and the like. Feminism has existed for nearly 60 years, since the publication of Betty Friedan's book, The Feminine Mystique, that launched the second feminist wave in 1963, showing how middle-class women were utterly bored and felt soul-destroyed by the vapidity of the traditional housewife role and rebelled, then entered the workforce in their millions. In today's workplace, we now have millions of surly, bitter, angry, monoconscious, feministed women who are the work colleagues of their male work colleagues. These female work colleagues bring their monoconscious feminist beliefs and attitudes with them to the workforce. And since nearly all women, especially university-educated women, today are familiar with feminist arguments and attitudes, so in a position to combine forces with other feminists to form a female collective to impose their monoconscious feminist views onto men, making the work environment for these male work colleagues increasingly feminazi bitchy and oppressive towards men, to the point that male colleagues are really starting to feel pissed off. Now enters masculism, and pop, millions of men are now having their masculine consciousnesses raised as they are swept up in a religious conversion frenzy, as they are taught by the masculines that in fact women oppress men far worse than vice versa due to women's decades-lasting manslaving parasitism of men. The masculines are telling millions of men that women have a half-century career window, so must fip up or be severely punished by men by not getting one. In other words, male work colleagues now have their own ideology, that is, masculist ideology, so that they are now in a position not only to answer back to their monoconscious feminists, but to actually crush them with far more powerful, scientifically based masculist arguments. Since it will take time, probably several years, to educate these monoconscious feminists to become biconscious, there will be a huge amount of friction between the monoconscious feminist female work colleagues and the biconscious masculine male work colleagues. This ideological clash, these gender wars, will probably be so verbally violent that whole companies may go under as a gender political civil war, that is, an intra-company gender war is waged that destroys the company as top employees get fed up with the gender hatred and decide to change companies, deciding to join the rival company down the road rather than put up with the level of hatred due to the gender war within their current company. CEOs will soon need to be very careful with how they treat the bitter gender political controversy that will explode in their companies as large numbers of their male employees rapidly absorb masculine ideas and then express their contempt and hatred towards the monoconscious feminazi bitchery of their female colleagues. If the CEOs threaten to fire the first masculinized male work colleagues, then given the force of masculine arguments that are irrefutable once any intelligent person, male or female, has been exposed to them, for example, that women have a career window of half a century, so have to fip up, or be severely punished by men by not getting one, that women oppress men far worse with their decades-lasting man's slavery of men, that rape is a much smaller gender crime, than decades-lasting manslavery of a man by a hated, fluffy parasite. That women have the mara, it's maternity rejection right, but men have no para, paternity rejection right, etc. If the early masculists within a company start hearing threatening noises from the CEO, then they can quickly form masculist consciousness-raising groups after hours, giving themselves masculist materials and links so that they can raise their masculist consciousness quickly. For example, they only have to watch a few of my latest masculist videos to learn how women oppress men far worse than vice versa, and hence be given the intellectual tools, the intellectual weapons to hit back at the feminazis and then to crush them. A CEO can readily fire one or a few of his masculisted male employees, but not a whole bunch of them, who collectively stand up at public company meetings and harangue the feminazis with masculist ideas, masculist rhetoric, telling these monoconscious feminists that women oppress men far worse and that women are the genetically inferior sex with their 10% smaller brains, their 4 IQ point lower average IQ than men, their 10% lower IQ variance, their pathetic 1% of science Nobel Prizes, etc. Once this happened, once the CEOs realize that a real gender war is breaking out in his/her company, then they may feel profoundly threatened, since such a gender war has the potential to destroy the company, as top employees who are worth their weight in gold quit the company to work in a less gender politically toxic environment. If I were such a CEO, what would my strategy be to handle such a gender war within my own company? I think I would say to both sexes that both sexes should become bi-conscious, that gender oppression is not a one-way street, as the monoconscious feminists insist is the case. Since most CEOs of major companies are male, given men's 10% greater IQ variance and 10 times the testosterone levels in their blood than women, hence are much more aggressive, ambitious, dogged, persistent, visionary, etc., then many of these CEOs will quickly be converted to being maskless, the way their male employees are. He can quietly say to his employees, male and female, that both sexes have legitimate gender political claims, and that in the modern era it's important for both sexes to become familiar with the legitimate complaints of the other sex. They can also insist that gender political remarks ought not to be made during public, in brackets that is, in the presence of both sexes, meetings of the company. That such discussions ought to be in private or in lunch breaks, in the play yard, etc. Once large numbers of male employees have been infected by the masculist virus, they will not be passive in the face of monoconscious feminazi bitches at work. These bi-conscious masculists will chew out these feminazis and send them away with a flea in their ear. They will tell these monoconscious feminist female colleagues very clearly that from now on, these monoconscious feminists will have to share the gender political stage with the masculists, and that since masculists are men, masculists will quickly dominate that stage, the way men dominate everything, since women cannot compete with men at the top end of the performance scale. Women lack genius and aggressive persistence, so have a grossly inferior performance track record than men. Hence the phrase, great man. But who has heard of the equivalent phrase, great woman? Thus I predict that over the next few years, there's going to be a lot of painful adjustment in companies as the monoconscious feminists learn to become bi-conscious, or be harangued by angry, hateful, bitter masculists who are fed up with the misandry of these monoconscious feminists whose attitudes are based on ignorance of what women are doing to men. It's the role of the masculists within the company to educate these monoconscious feminists, converting them into biconscious feminists, and even claim to them that it is in these monoconscious feminists' self-interest to become biconscious, because that way, they will be much more likely to get a boyfriend, since men refuse to have relationships with misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi bitches who are judged to be utterly repulsive by men, who then force such women to rot on the shelf, spat at for being so callous to men. Bi-conscious feminists, on the other hand, have their feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by a masochist anger at women for the way women oppress men. Hence, bi-conscious feminists are much less feminazi bitchy, and hence are much more approachable by men, so lead happier lives, being loved, sexed, orgasmed, and babied by men. Brackets, once the divorce courts have been men fared. Exclamation mark. Close brackets. Getting to this point of bi-consciousness within companies will be an art that millions of CEOs will have to negotiate with considerable emotional and political intelligence. If done well, then their companies will survive. If done poorly, then explosive masculine and feminist forces have all the potential, given their passionate energy and hatred levels, to destroy whole companies. This is a very real threat that CEOs need to devote a lot of their time and mental energy to. Otherwise, they may wake up to see a real gender war raging with their employees that kills the bottom line of the company as top employees leave and the company gets the reputation of being gender politically toxic for future employees who choose to avoid it, taking their talents to other better managed, bi-conscious companies. CEOs, take note. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 450+ masculist flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.